If you subscribe your business or community organization this Radiothon, you could win $1,021 worth of AS accounting services to use over the next 12 months, or a print back from the Print Cowboy at MBE Brisbane. If you subscribe your household this Radiothon, you could win a 4,000 records prize pack with records, CDs, a backpack, floppy disks, and more. Head to 4ZZZ.org.au and subscribe.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, motorists are likely to pay twice as much for the disposal of more than 550 used car tyres dumped in a Queensland national park. The state's Environment Department said it has found three separate piles of tyres inside Springbok National Park on the Gold Coast last weekend. Jackie McKay, head of Waste and Enforcement Services for the Environment Department, said the dumping was extremely serious and that they have ability to cause serious harm to sensitive environments. Fines of up to $12,000 can be given to individuals or corporations who dump without following proper procedures, with conservationists and department officials calling on the federal government to intervene. It is believed to have been a commercial operator who was responsible for illegal dumping, with the public being called on to aid in discovering for who is responsible.
Vets in regional areas across Queensland are calling for graziers to inoculate their cattle for blackleg disease, as 40 died on a single farm in Torrens Creek. Blackleg is a soil-borne bacterial disease that more often affects younger cattle and is almost always fatal. Outbreaks can occur with soil disturbances and rain, and may lay dormant in a cow until muscular bruising occurs, leading to rapid decline. The outbreak in Torrens Creek is an uncommon situation, and local vet Libby Harriman has made the call out to keep cattle vaccinated, already having done it for a majority of local graziers.
In national news, electric vehicle drivers could be hit with a road tax as a way to contribute to national road maintenance. While the federal government has maintained that the tax will be an issue for states and territories to deal with, the Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek said the tax just made sense. The possibility of a tax was first flagged by Treasurer Jim Chalmers in June, as money collected by the current fuel excise helps fund the federal budget, and as use of electric vehicles increases, those with cars reliant on petrol or diesel decreases. Although Victoria has previously attempted to put in a 2 cent per kilometre tax on electric vehicles, this was swiftly rejected by the High Court. Coalition Senator Jane Hume said more needed to be done to fix ailing roads, which a broader tax could achieve. Transport leaders met yesterday on Monday ahead of next week's roundtable.
A tourism survey has found that about 40% of South Australian businesses impacted by the toxic algae bloom have experienced a downturn in trade as the bloom progresses. The Tourism Industry Council report showed the average year-on-year business loss for a business in July was $52,000, with 13% of businesses reporting a $100,000 loss. The survey results, which were submitted to the Copper Coast Council meeting last week, included responses from 93 separate businesses and found that negative perception of marine activities and destinations had affected businesses where the algae bloom was not even present. The South Australia Premier Peter Manolescus said that 5 out of 24 businesses that had applied for financial aid were successful in receiving said aid. Environment Minister Murray Watt is expected to travel to Adelaide this week to discuss further compensation and support.
In international news, the National Guard will be deployed into Washington, D.C., said U.S. President Donald Trump this morning, to, quote, rescue the nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, squalor, and worse, despite a 30-year low in crime, according to data. Democratic Mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel E. Bowser, said she would comply with the order, but the legal review was underway. We're not satisfied, said Bowser, highlighting that the district had been working on long-term solutions to make Washington safer. Mayor Bowser said the data shows crime is at a 30-year low in Washington, D.C., and that it has specifically been declining for the last 2 years after a spike during the COVID pandemic. This is in direct opposition with President Trump's claims. Bowser said, quote, while this action is unsettling and unexpected, I can say that, given some of the rhetoric of the past, we are not totally surprised, end quote. the National Guard will likely be in charge for 30 days, which is the full amount of time the President is allowed to enact the emergency deployment of the troops for.
For the weather today, Brisbane is finally experiencing some westerly echo winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 21 degrees. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.